So we're doing the Torah in T for the week of the portion of Akiv 5782. And this is based on Likut Sichas, volume 19, the fifth Sikh of Akiv. So we're going to be talking a little bit about, should we or could we do mitzvahs for ulterior reasoning, for ulterior motives? Hi, Chayana. Welcome. And very specific, we talk about the mitzvah of mezuzah. We all know mezuzah is a protection. We know that mezuzah has, and the, one of the names of God, which is spelled Shin Dalet Yud, which actually stands for Shomer Daltot Yisrael, who the guardian of the Jewish doors, homes. So we have some grandchildren here joining us. Great. Are they from Toronto?
Yes. Shomer Dalet.
Yeah. Shomer Daltot Yisrael, the guardian of the doors of Israel. So, so the mezuzah, we know, is a protection. It provides protection. Now, you must have heard, the Rebbe came out with these campaigns. The Rebbe was looking for all kinds of, to use the various different kinds of current or exciting things. He used to call, you know, when in Israel, they call them, when they have a special sale or a special, they call them miftza. A miftza means a special activity going on when they want to sell things a lot. So the Rebbe adopted. Miftza is spelled mem, vase, tzadik, ayin. In Israel, if you walk around in the, you see all the stores, miftza this, miftza that. But the Rebbe made 10 campaigns. He called them Miftzoim. He called them the campaign, the 10 Miftzoim. And one of them was the Miftza Mezuzah. He went out a campaign to try to place as many mezuzahs that we can on people's homes. And the Rebbe reasoned that, so why the mezuzah? Why not some other mitzvah? The Rebbe reasoned, because mezuzah is a protection. Especially, it was difficult times for the Jewish people in Israel. There was wars, there was threats from the various different... Unfortunately, the history is full with these incidents. So the Rebbe felt that this particular mitzvah, the mitzvah of mezuzah, is a protection, and that is something we should put in an effort. That every Jewish home should have a mezuzah, and not only the home, but every Jewish door, every door in the home should have a mezuzah. And not only that, make sure that the mezuzah is attached properly in the right place and the right way. Everything should be the right way, because it only provides protection if it's done in the right way. So the Rebbe made this one of his miftzoim, one of his campaigns, the miftza mezuzah. Now, unfortunately, whenever the Rebbe came up with a campaign, there were those critiques. People criticized. They'd always find fault. And they'd find fault, halacha and goda and various things. Like to cool off and to say, why mezuzah? Mezuzah is not that. So one of the big criticisms after the Rebbe came out was that if you read some of the text of Maimonides and the Rambam, and you read that, and even a little bit of the Torah, that's the predecessor before the Shulchan Aruch, it seems like one should not put the mezuzah because it is a protection, but should do it because it's God's mitzvah. And the Rebbe goes through, in this talk, the Rebbe goes through, of course, it's connected to this week's Parsha. Because in this week's Parsha, let's learn from the Parsha, and we'll see. And the Rebbe goes and shows you the real pshat, the real meaning of it. Okay, so what do we have in this week's Parsha? It says like this. We do it in the Shema, in the second part of the Shema. It says, Uchesaftam, you shall write them, al mezuzot beitecha, on your doorposts, the posts of your home, uvisharecha, and on your gates, meaning to the city, you put the mezuzah wherever there is a door. That's what it says. Uchasavta al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha. Now, unusually, the Torah says over here, so, why should you do that? Lema'an, so that yirbu yimeichem, your days should increase. V'yimei v'neichem, and the days of your sons. Allah ha'adomo, on the earth, asher nishba Hashem la'viseichem, that God has sworn to your fathers, lo seis lahem, to give to them, kimei ha'shamayim al-oretz, the day of the skies over the earth. Basically, you're going to have long life, you're going to have all the blessings if you put the mezuzah. Why do I say unusual? Most of the time when the Torah tells you a mitzvah, the Torah doesn't tell you, oh, you, if you do the mitzvah, you're going to get the reward. Yeah, we have in a general way, it says in Mechukai Seteleicho, we have it a lot in the Parsha, if you do mitzvahs of Hashem, then Hashem will give you, grant you a reward for it. Yeah, but over here, a specific mitzvah, the Torah says that. Now, we find it by honoring your father and your mother. We find, for example, the Torah says you will have a long life. We find it by the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, sending away the mother bird. We find it in other places. So this is similar to other mitzvahs that there is a reward. The Torah specifically says a reward for a mitzvah. Now, why would the Torah write a reward for a mitzvah? The Torah wants to encourage you to do a mitzvah, so it tells you, Laman yirbu yimeichem, so you should know this is... Now, of course, it would be very easy to tell people, do it because I said to do so. Now, we do have a lot of mitzvahs, Hashem says. Those are known as chukim. Those are statues. Those are mitzvahs we do because Hashem tells us to do them. But most of the mitzvahs are not just like I told you to do so. Here, the Torah says, if you do what I tell you to do, then it increases the performance. People will do that. Now, but here we have something unique about the mitzvah of mezuzah. Now, this is not in the pasuk, but this is stated by the Torah. The Torah, again, I told you, the Torah is the son. I'm going to go through the whole biography now. The son of Rabbeinu Asher. Rabbeinu Asher is one of the leading codifiers, commentary on the Talmud, whose son wrote the Torah, and then it was had a commentary of the Bet Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karu. Eventually, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. But nevertheless, it's stated by the Torah. There is something more than just the reward that you get. The Torah says like this. The difference, he says like this. What does the mezuzah do? The mezuzah is, he says like this. Normally, a king is inside. He's inside his palace, and he's being protected by the servants who are standing outside. So the guards are outside protecting the king who is inside. But the Torah says, we are just the opposite. We sleep in the inside, and Hashem protects us from the outside. So we are sleeping securely, and we're in the inside, and Hashem provides the protection from the outside. Mainly, we're quoting this to say, what do we see over here? That besides the blessings that you get for performing the mitzvah, the Torah says there's actually protection here. He says, God, the mezuzah, is the protection that we are sleeping inside and Hashem protects us from the outside. Even more than that, you know, the verse in Tehillim, the Rebbe quotes it later on, it says, Hashem yishmor tzeitcha uvoecha me'ata ve'ad olam. What does that mean? God should guard when you exit and when you return. So from this we learn that God, the mezuzah, doesn't only protect you when you're inside, also when you leave the house. Hashem yishmor, God protects you, tzeitcha, even when you leave the house. So the idea of the mezuzah is it does provide for your protection. Okay. So like you say, so this extra reward, what we're talking about, protection, it's not a reward for the mitzvah. It's not like a payment for doing the mitzvah, but a benefit from the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself gives you protection. If you do the mitzvah, you're putting up a security. You're protecting your home. You know, they make this joke about this fellow, a Jewish guy sold his house to a non-Jew. And okay, they made the transaction. Then he sees he has all these mezuzahs. So the non-Jew says to the Yid, he says, what do you need? What are those things? So he says, that's the security system. Oh, really? He says, security system? How much do you want to... So he says, okay, you know, for $300 you can have all the mezuzahs. Okay. He says, great. A few weeks later, he calls back the seller. He says, you know what? Take your security system. He says, what? Why do you want it away? He says, because what happens is that, you know, he lived in a Jewish neighborhood, and then you have all these collectors coming around, and they're looking for a Jewish home. And when they see a mezuzah, they think it's a Jewish home. So he says, 7 o'clock on Sunday morning, we're trying to sleep, and they're knocking at the door. They're looking for tzedakah. They're looking for charity. Why? Because they saw the mezuzah. It says, take your mezuzah away. Anyways, so a mezuzah, in a way, is a security system, it seems like, right? But here, it's not like you're getting a reward for something else, but that is actually, when you place a mezuzah, you are placing a protection on your home. So, let's talk for a minute now. When we do a mitzvah, in general, any mitzvah we do, should we do the mitzvah because we think we're going to get reward? Should we do the mitzvah because of ulterior motives that we can get? Or should we do the mitzvah l'shem shemayim? Because Hashem, we do it because we're serving Hashem. How should one perform a mitzvah? So we know that Maimonides talks about it also. He says, you know, when you try to raise children and you want to bring them, you want to give them, entice them to go ahead and do the mitzvahs. So he says, you got to entice them. You give them lollipops, you give them candies, you give them. Or a person who is new to it, you tell them you're going to become a rabbi, you're going to be honored. You know, I mean, it's not talking about today. There's no, they're not looking for honor today. You know, the rabbis don't get honor. I'm just kidding. It's it reminds me also of the story. Well, today's story day, so it reminds me about the story about there was this individual. You know, he worked, he did community work. You know, in the olden days, they used to have a what they call a Rosh HaKol. He was the head of the community, and you know, of course, being involved in community affairs, you know, you get to get a lot of people who are not happy with you of what you did. And so one time the friend of this Rosh HaKol, of the head of the community, comes to visit, and he's looking for his friend's house, and then everybody was saying terrible things about him. He's a thief, he's a crook, he's a liar, you know. Finally comes his friend, he says to his house, he says, how much you get paid for this job over here? He says, you know, everybody hates you and everything else. So he says, well, matter of fact, it's a volunteer job. I don't get paid for anything. So he says, you don't get paid for this? So why are you doing it? So he says, what? Honor means nothing to you? He thinks he's getting his honor, you know, over there. But in any event, the person needs sometimes motivation, which is not the purest of. And a person is doing sometimes things for other reasons, but yet the Rambam says that's the way to start, that's the way to begin. And slowly but surely, once you get trained and once you get involved, then you'll come to the higher level. Sometimes we even do a mitzvah. Let's say, and we're actually allowed to do so, let's say We want to give tzedakah, but we say, you know, we always do, make a mishaberach, you know, you want somebody to be healthy, you want to do, make a prayer for somebody. So you say, okay, I'm going to donate to charity for the person to be well, okay? So the person heals. So in that case, it's not only for an ulterior motive. You want to do a mitzvah, but you want also the mitzvah to help you that something physical. So that in all mitzvahs, the Rebbe says, that may be allowed, it's okay, it's the beginning, but that's not the highest form of doing the mitzvah. The highest form of doing the mitzvah is do the mitzvah just for the sake of the mitzvah. Don't not even combine it with something else. But mezuzah is different. Part of the mitzvah of the mezuzah is protection. It is, that is not considered, Rebbe argues, it's not considered, oh, I'm putting up a mezuzah, oh, so I want something in return. No, that's part of what the mezuzah is. Part of the mezuzah is a protection. It's not an ulterior motive, that's the mezuzah. And the Rebbe says, take a look. The law is, where do we place the mezuzah? We place the mezuzah on the outside. Not on the inside. Why do we place the mezuzah on the outside? Because we wanted to protect the inside. That's what we wanted to do. We want the mezuzah to protect the inside. So the Rebbe says, not only is the idea why we place the mezuzah, but even the act, we always place the mezuzah in a place where it will sort of encompass most of the house. Okay, so far so good. But we have to deal with the Torah writes that a person should not make doing the words of Hashem, doing the mezuzah for protection. The Torah doesn't say it's prohibited, but he writes in his works that later on one should not do this for the purpose of protection, but to do it because it's a mitzvah of Hashem. So what does he mean? Does he mean I'm not allowed to put up a mezuzah because it's protection? This seems to contradict what he himself just said. And we know that it's okay for a person, as we said, to do a mitzvah, even for ulterior motives. It may not be the highest form. What does the Torah mean not to do that? The Rebbe explains. He says what the Torah means, don't do it only thinking that this is just a protection. Do it because it's a mitzvah to put it up for protection. In other words, it's not independently, it's not a security system. It's a mitzvah protection, which means when we put up a mezuzah on our doors and we have in mind that Hashem says, put up this mezuzah to protect, that is absolutely fine. What he says, what you shouldn't do is take away Hashem from this equation. Don't say that this is just a protection somehow without doing the mitzvah. And as if you would say, look, I'm only doing it because it's a protection. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. That's not the proper way to do it. Now, still, even if one would put up a mezuzah, and says, the only reason, I don't care about anything else. I don't care that it's a mitzvah. I'm just putting it up because a mezuzah is a protection. It is still proper. It's okay. It's not the best way to do the mitzvah. The Torah says, no, you know what? Don't only put it on because of protection. But that means, what it really means is, you go over to a person who doesn't have a mezuzah in their home, and you tell them, listen, put on the mezuzah, this will provide you protection. That is perfectly okay. because the mezuzah provides protection. That's not the highest form of the mitzvah. If they only want to put up the mitzvah because they believe that the mitzvah, that the mezuzah provides protection, that's fine. It may not be the highest way. But the best way to put the mezuzah is say, I am putting up a mezuzah which Hashem has given us the mitzvah. Of this mitzvah, it's Hashem's mitzvah. And I'm doing the mitzvah that Hashem says, put up a protection on your door for protection. That is the Hashem's mitzvah to protect. So you're not taking out, you're not separating between Hashem and the mitzvah and the protection, but you're saying it's a protection that comes. It's a mitzvah for protection. I don't know, the Rebbe doesn't bring it down, but like, for example, there's another halacha, another law, maybe we can bring that an example. For example, there's a rule that if you have a roof that is a flat roof that people use, there's a mitzvah, you have to put up a fence around there. Because you don't put a fence, somebody's going to fall and somebody's going to get hurt. And so we have a mitzvah to provide protection for your home so that nobody falls there, so you're not going to be responsible. In a similar way, we have a mitzvah to perform protection for our home. By doing what? By putting up a mezuzah. And,
Rabbi?
Yes?
Go ahead. I'm thinking about, you should put, you know, the blood on the doorposts at Pesach time.
That's the predecessor. Yeah, that's a similar idea. For protection, yes. Right. Now, over there it says very clearly, yeah, that's a good, very good point. Over there, the Pasuk says, put the blood, and that will protect you. That seems a very similar idea to the mezuzah. It's a forerunner before the mitzvah of mezuzah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, no, excellent. And then we have the view of the Rambam, which is also seems to be problematic, but the Rebbe also explains it. The Rambam writes, there were some people that used to add to the words of the mezuzah some other stuff. And the Rambam is very critical of that. Some other words, some other verses, some other, and like hocus pocus stuff over there. They would put it down, and they said, if you write these words, that's sort of going to provide you with protection. So the Rambam is very critical of that. And he says that that's against the Torah, that's the nine, because they made it into the mitzvah of Hashem, they made it into like an object of just some kind of a token of an omen, you know, like you're wearing a bracelet with, you know, they have all these kind of, you know, you took a mitzvah of the Torah and you degraded it to something very, the vanities of the world. This is not what it's all about. We're talking about a mitzvah of Hashem. We're not talking about something which is just a people's way of fending off, you know, evil eye or things like that, you know, which is taking a holy matter like the mezuzah and making it, degrading it into something like what the humans do in the vanities of the world, the Rambam says. But the Rambam is not against, can't be against the idea that the mezuzah is a protection because, as we said before, and the worst case, that would be a ulterior motive. Okay, so if somebody does ulterior motive, if you do the mitzvah, why would an ulterior motive, it doesn't make you a terrible person, it just says you're not doing it for the right reason. But especially, this was actually the entire goal of the mitzvah, the entire purpose of the mitzvah of mezuzah is meant, Hashem wants us to protect our homes, to be able to put the mezuzah up on the outside in order for protection. It's interesting, the Mishnah actually brings out, so the Rebbe basically says mezuzah is synonymous with protection. Now there's something very interesting. We know that, you know, when does the mezuzah protect? You have to have it on the doorpost. I came before, I said in the beginning, you have to have the mezuzah the right way and the right side of the door, the right height, the right angle, facing outside, the name of Hashem, the Shin Dalet Yud. You need all, everything being very precise and very specific. But, and if you don't put the mezuzah, let's say, if you don't put it on the doorpost, you put it on a stick, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah mezuzah. Mezuzah has to be, as we read in the pasuk before, al mezuzah is beisecha, on the doorpost of your home. Has to be on the doorpost. That's where the mezuzah belongs. But still, in the Talmud, in the Mishnah, it brings down that people used to have a stick, and in the stick, they would have a mezuzah there. And they use that for protection. So, and Rebbe asks, you know, I mean, it seems like people used to do that. The Mishnah quotes that. What kind of a protection does it provide, does a stick provide? By the way, even nowadays, the Rebbe would tell many people, like when a person would go to the hospital, God forbid, if you had to go to the hospital, the Rebbe would say, take along a mezuzah, take along a klaf. It's not the mitzvah of mezuzah, but there is something about taking a piece of parchment, a mezuzah with you, even though it's not the mitzvah. The Rebbe says it seems like that people used to use the mezuzah, that they used to put in a stick of some sort of a protection. But we just said, how could that provide protection if it's not really a mitzvah? It's in a stick, it's not on the doorpost. How does it provide protection? But the Rebbe says mezuzah inherently is related to protection because that's what the mitzvah is. So even when you're not doing the mitzvah, you don't have the full protection. It's not the right way, but still, by stretching that, it does provide protection. It's an interesting story even about Rabbeinu HaKodesh, that's Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. He was in touch with some of the non-Jewish nobility over there. There was a guy named Artabon, and he was friendly with Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, and he sent him a very special, precious gift, very valuable, a lot. And he says to Rebbe, I want you to send me back something very special too. So he goes back and he sends him a mezuzah. And this Artabon was very insulted with this gift that Rebbe sent him. He says, I sent you something which cost an enormous amount of money, and you sent me just a piece of parchment. He says, look it. He says, you sent me something that I need to hire people to watch it, to safeguard, to put it away, and I sent you something that is going to protect you. So, in other words, this is protecting you. And actually, it's brought down in the commentators later on that he was suffering, this Artabon was suffering from some sort of a demon he was suffering. And through the mezuzah they got rid of the demon. So here the question applies the same thing. You know, he's not even Jewish, this guy. So how does a mezuzah going to help somebody who's not Jewish? But still, you see, there is an inherent connection. There is some impact from a mezuzah, even though it's not the full. Even though it's not the whole, there is still a level of guarding, a level of protection, a level of help that comes through by the mezuzah. The Rebbe brings out another interest.
Even for the non-Jew?
Even for the non-Jew. Because that's the story in the Gemara, that this Artabon was healed from his demon that possessed him through the mezuzah that he sent him. And he told him that what I sent you is going to protect you versus what you sent me. I have to go find ways to protect it. It's interesting that the previous Rebbe, when he was arrested, and they threatened him all the time. He was like holding very strong. And he wouldn't answer them, and he wouldn't give in to them, and it was very strong. So when they one time they said to the Rebbe, "Do you know where you are?" They were telling to the Rebbe, "Do you know where you are?" They meant to say, "Don't make any shtick over here. Don't make games. This is the KGB over here. This is the real thing. The previous Rebbe said to them, you know what? I'm in a place which is exempt from a mezuzah. He says the halacha is that a stable of horses and a toilet, you don't have to put a mezuzah over there. He says, so I am in a place where no mezuzah has to be put on. I was very offending them. And the Rebbe explains, why did he say that? But the Rebbe said that the previous Rebbe was trying to get somehow the protection from the mezuzah without having a mezuzah. So first of all, by teaching some of the laws of mezuzahs, already we know when you learn about mezuzah, you get a little bit of that mitzvah itself. But especially, the Rebbe says, some houses, we have a connection to the mezuzah by putting up the mezuzah. But some houses, the connection is the mezuzah because we're not allowed to put on the mezuzah. And he pointed out that that connection is to get the protection of the mezuzah by stating, well, this place is exempt from a mezuzah. I mean, yeah, I don't know the specific, it wasn't owned by Jews, and it wasn't, I mean, besides the everything else, it was a common area. But the point here is like this. The Rebbe says, go out there and try to convince as many yidden as possible for their own protection and for the protection of Klal Yisrael to have good mezuzahs, to have everything done in the right way. That is what's going to lend protection. Unfortunately, they found in some cases, even there were mezuzahs, but then there were things missing. There was things missing. And the Rebbe said it's a chaval, because sometimes having the right mezuzah could be a big protection. And as Janice can attest to in their morning letters, many times when the person writes the problems, the Rebbe's response is, you should check the tefillin and also check